Welcome. Coming to you today live from Black Iris Studios in Burnaby, British Columbia. I am pleased to have a guest with me today. Her name is Judy Chambers. She's a registered holistic nutritionist and a personal trainer, among many other things. But today, Judy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we have a very poignant and particular topic to talk about today, and there's just so much going on in the world right now in the midst of the 2020 pandemic health crisis. And I know we've chatted before. Can you tell us some of your thoughts that you've been having around what's the root of this and what's really going on?
Very good question. So I've sat with this and sitting with my colleagues around me and my community and my clients and family and friends, and I have come to the conclusion for myself that there's really been a serious oversight in what's really going on as far as we're at a crunch time. It's a fatal flaw in our inability to really assess what's going on a planetary basis, a global basis. And if you look at the immune system of the planet, it's just reflecting a definite weakness or being challenged in a way that we aren't prepared to deal with. And as a direct result of our broken food system. So it's how we're feeding and reinforcing and supporting our defenses in our outer ecosystem, which is being reflective in our inner ecosystem. So it's breaking down and it's not as vital or as vibrant or capable of being able to support us and protect us in these times.
And how do you think that's evolved and developed? Well, we're eating. Everybody eats food.
Yeah, so. But the definition of food has changed. So our relationship with nature and our soil has changed, and we've become very dependent on the manufacturing industry. And it's make no mistake, it's an industry.
Right.
They're in it to maximize their profits and keep us addicted to their products. So for their benefit, it's not necessarily for our benefit. And we evolved eating foods that come from nature and good quality soil. And those are the very elements that support our bodies and our beings in being vital and providing for our defenses and our own vitality. So, you know, what the way I would look at it is going back to basics, going back to nature and foods grown in nature. So we're looking at the source, that it's grown in good quality soil, it's minimally processed, and it's suited to our own constitutions and our needs.
And how did you come to some of these realizations? Or you're a registered holistic nutritionist, but
yeah.
What was your journey? I know that some of the people watching will be going, well, how does she know that? Or how did she come to that conclusion?
Yeah, so I've had my own health challenges, and that was the big motivating factor for me to go back to school. And what I discovered on day one of being in that process was how disconnected I was from food, and they started right from the soil, and that's not what I expected. And so as a result, I had to completely rethink, forget everything I had experienced or learned before about sports nutrition, because that's the vehicle I was using at the time with my training clients, and go back to the soil and how food was grown and manufactured and how that supported different people differently. Like different foods support people differently, but it was all about source. And that was very, very much emphasized. And one of my mentors was instrumental in opening my eyes and pulling back the veil in the food manufacturing industry and how it's intentionally engineered and processed to create that dependency and addiction. And it's not healthful. It's not supportive of the human physiology at all.
For sure. And how did that change of mindset, change of information flow, how has that affected you personally? What's some of your journey around that?
Well, I came to, when I started the program, I had severe adrenal burnout. Like my health had just crashed. So it had devastated my immune system. I had a bleeding ulcer. And I had severe adrenal fatigue, which just leads to exhaustion. And as a result, my metabolism slowed down, and you feel like you're just a noodle and you can't get off. No matter what your mindset is, you don't have the energy to do things you want to do, let alone think straight. So it completely transformed my health and reconnected me to food and rebuilt that relationship, because I didn't have a very good relationship with food. I came to it from sports medicine and activity and sports and competing, and it was just fuel.
Did you think you had a good relationship with food?
No, I didn't think I did. I had a very odd relationship with food, and so it was a very disordered, dysmorphic relationship with food. And so being connected to food and actually getting into food preparation, that's how I started my practice. I thought, people will not come and just listen to me talk about what's healthy to eat. And I thought, well, but they would come to eat.
Yeah.
So feed them, they'll come. That was how I started.
And so what did you do? Feed them? What did you do?
I had started with cooking classes, so I invite them to come and attend.
Right.
And we had food stations, and we would prepare food together and then sit down as a community and share the food. And then I would share a different thing each time. I would talk about fats and oils or legumes or soy quality or various aspects of nutrition that would, and how food was manufactured.
Right.
Yeah. So just enlighten them on the reality of how our food is processed and the impact on your body.
Right. And so coming back to the idea of our current crisis.
Right.
And relating it back to food, what would you say to somebody watching today about why that is? I mean, lots of people think, and I used to think, that I ate a really healthy diet and I had an excellent relationship with food. I had my issues, but generally I ate healthy. That's what I hear a lot of people saying. So how do you relate that
together?
I think
we're misled as far as marketing, because if you look at it, it's common sense. People book appointments to come and see me about nutrition, and most people believe they eat healthy for the most part because they eat fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
It depends on what form those fruits and vegetables take and the source. Like, are they coming from like fresh, local, seasonal sources and such? So, but the recognition that everything that exists in nature is there to benefit us. Mm-hmm. So food isn't like medicine, it is medicine. Those very nutrients, they call it phytonutrients, the microscopic elements of the plant, it's an innate immune system. And that contributes to our immune system such that we have better defenses as a result of that. You know, it supports active surveillance and correct response.
What does say more about active surveillance?
Active surveillance. So, you know, our innate immune system is basically our front lines. And it provides active surveillance in the body. And it looks for pathogens, viruses and such, and then destroys them and eliminates them. But then if it gets past those front lines, you want your adaptive immune system to be able to have an appropriate response rather than overreact and create those rampant levels of inflammation that we're now seeing as a result of the pandemic, and poor outcomes in people with not great health. So if they have pre-existing conditions, and those can be quite simply like allergies, seasonal allergies, any condition where you're pre-inflamed, even carrying a little bit of extra weight in the form of body fat, you can be pre-inflamed as a result of that.
Having dealt with that myself.
Yeah. So that puts you into the potential scenario of your immune system overreacting and creating what they call inflammasome. I think it's such a wonderful term for it.
Inflammasome.
And that's what can be responsible for those cytokine storms. That's when you get that out of control inflammation, and then the whiteout in the lungs, and that's when we're seeing people ending up on ventilators and such. So those very the phytonutrients that we find in plant foods like fruits, vegetables, spices, herbs, tea, like green tea, they've been shown to latch on to the protein spikes in COVID and disable it from being able to attach itself to healthy tissue.
Wow.
So those, they're available to us in our food. It's like fantastic source of prevention and support built right into the plant, available to us. We just have to, you know, have a cup of green tea or have some mushrooms. They're a great source of vitamin T or vitamin D or zinc, which is very important for the immune system. You can get from pumpkin seeds.
Yes, I love pumpkin seeds.
You know, garlic and onions for the quercetin. It's really great for inflammation. So just simple things, fruits, vegetables, spices, tea, fantastic sources of support for your immune system. So just including those in your daily, I mean, it's delicious as well because you can just use spices and that's supportive of your immune system. So.
And so telling somebody who goes, what I already do some of that. I do eat fruit and vegetables every day. And well, I might not have drank green tea, but I do some of those. Like, how much are you talking about? Like, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
It's so interesting
cliche, but how much of those should we be taking?
The doctors that I follow in functional medicine, like Dr. Mark Hyman, Elizabeth Bonham, there are a lot of the functional medicine doctors down in the States, and they study this.
And so great people to follow as
well. Yeah, great people to follow. And it's a stretch, I think, even for someone like myself, but they say 8 to 12 servings of some form of those phytonutrients every day. Like, put the focus on that.
8 to 12 servings, and is that like a serving is about half a cup?
When you're looking at something like...
Not spices, but 8 to 12 servings, about
can,
half a
you
cup size?
You can get very concentrated amounts, even just in some turmeric, right? Mm-hmm. So you're looking like a sprinkle of turmeric. It's probably a couple of servings right there.
Right.
So it doesn't take a lot, you know, like a cup of green tea, maybe a couple times a week. Like, maybe you don't have it every day, but a little bit goes a long ways because they're very concentrated, potent sources of nutrients. So I sort of think the smaller it is, the more potent it is in some capacities. So the spices and those herbs and the tea and such. And like garlic and onions, like super potent in those phytonutrients and stuff. So yeah, but putting an emphasis on your diet being more plant-based, and it can just start with one serving a day. Like if you just start to include one serving of something, a spice, a lot of my clients will just start with a spice.
Wow, so I've heard the phrase, some fresh food is better than no fresh food.
Exactly.
So start small,
exactly.
Start with some doable chunk is what I'm hearing you saying.
Absolutely.
So that you don't feel overwhelmed and feel like you have to change your life right now. That's not what you're saying.
Yeah.
You might have that goal, but start small and add increments.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's just, they're just little subtle upgrades, right? You know, I do the eat this, not that. So you sort of say, okay, well, maybe I had four slices of bread a day. You know, like you might have gotten up, had two pieces of toast, and then you had a sandwich later on the day, and you think, okay, well, maybe instead of the two slices of toast, I'm going to have some oats with some coconut milk.
Right.
And then I'm going to put some cinnamon on top.
Right.
You know, or a sprinkle of turmeric or things like that. So you can just include them in creative ways, and you can start at any point of the day. You know, a lot of people will start at the beginning of their day, and they could just change up their tea. Or you can add it in later in the day. You just think, well, I'm going to have some sauerkraut with my dinner at night because it goes well with, you know, meat-based or protein-based dishes. So you can include some vegetables that way.
Right.
They're like mini salads. Like, sauerkraut is like a mini salad. So you can literally consume, a dollop of sauerkraut. If you wanted to have it like a salad, you just drizzle it with olive oil and a little sprinkle of sea salt, and you've got salad.
Excellent.
So, and it's a very concentrated source of vitamin C as well, right? So, yeah.
And what's that humorous phrase you've said to people who are really maybe resistant to this idea of adding vegetables or fruits to their diet?
Oh, just eat your garnish or your condiments.
Eat your garnish on your drink. If you can't start anywhere else, start there.
Yeah, your lemon or lime in your cocktail or the parsley that's on your plate is the garnish. Yeah, absolutely.
So what's one thing you'd like to leave people with today?
Real food. Real food's really going to change the world. Like, you guys have to go back to real food that comes from Mother Nature and just small steps. You know, if you can have one bite of something that comes from Mother Nature every day and get out and enjoy some sunshine. Like movement out in sunshine, like that's vitamin D. Sunshine vitamin, it's like one of the best things you can do for your health, especially right now it's summer. So yeah.
So you heard it here. Real food, get out in the sunshine and exercise. Or if it's raining, get out in the rain. Thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.